You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Around the NFL Podcast. Every day is leg day. Just touch these calves.
Free. From the Chris Wessling Podcast Studio, it's Around the NFL. I am Dan Hansis. I have heroes here. Greg Rosenthal, Patrick Claibon. And if you are a music fan and you're tuning into this podcast for the first time to hear Mark Sessler's Boots on the Ground take on the Frank Ocean surprise set closer at Coachella this weekend, we regret to inform you that he is not here today. Tune back in Wednesday for those takes on Ocean from Coachella.
Was Mark aware of Frank Ocean, who Frank Ocean was before this weekend? I don't know. Was he there? We'll find out.
There were a couple Easter eggs there on Instagram, including the shot in front of the wheel. And once you see somebody's at Coachella, it's like the shot in front of the big Ferris wheel. That's it.
That's the one?
That's like if you go to Paris, you get the shot in front of the Eiffel Tower. You do the Ferris wheel.
I've never been. I haven't been yet.
Yeah, as I Google to see what it is. Oh, it's literally a Ferris wheel. All right.
We have a bunch of 20-somethings behind the glass. So like, raise your hand if you've gotten a photo in front of the Ferris wheel. Go ahead. Yeah, Stapleton, there she is.
Why sheepishly? Like, stand on it.
All right, so how was everybody?
Great. I'm glad that I was able to spend a little extra time with you guys today. It was a solid weekend.
We were delayed.
And we were able to have discussions and fellowship, and it was good.
And I appreciate Zumwalt, who does the drop at the beginning of the show, noticing the work I've done on my calves.
Unbelievable.
I'm not jogging at like a pretty slow pace,
right,
or lazily biking for 30 minutes at a time while I watch TV for nothing. It's for the babes.
For the listening audience. And unfortunately, we were sitting at desks. Greg has cutoff shorts very high on the quads, and then just those calves just bulging. What a piece of work.
Not a very reactive muscle because you work them so much, so it takes a lot. Mm. And Greg has clearly been putting in
a whole
lot.
Good call.
Who said this podcast doesn't have sex appeal?
I thought we'd get 70 minutes on the Frank Ocean set today, so I don't really have anything planned. But we'll try to figure something out on the fly here. Today's show, a star quarterback gets paid. The Cardinals continue to wrestle with an unknown future, and this is fun. We've been tinkering with some complicated and unique tech ahead of today's show.
Oh.
Yes, we have. No, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, hi, Dan. Were you looking for me?
No, 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 no. Not you. Go away. Go away. She is reaching kind of clinger status. I wasn't expecting that. No, I'm referring to our patented Wheel-O-Matic randomizer for a chat today on team needs ahead of the 2023 NFL draft, which, Patrick, begins Thursday night in Kansas City.
Yeah.
How about that?
April 27th. You can
catch Thursday night.
Yeah, you can catch the coverage on NFL Network. The coverage is presented by Verizon. The 2023 NFL Draft is presented by Bud Light.
You can tell Very Patrick's good. Been doing a lot of network shows.
How much money just went into your bank account as you uttered those two
$0
sponsors?
Dan.
Anyway, that's it. Before we get into anything, though, let's do some news.
Hurts in the gun. Hurts. This time, fakes. He's back. He's looking deep. He wants A.J. Brown. And it is caught for a touchdown. A.J. Brown.
It's double coverage. It doesn't matter. He throws the ball into an area where A.J. Brown can make the adjustment, and he's jockeying around, and he makes that proper adjustment to the football for a touchdown. He runs through contact so well.
45 yards, Mike Quick.
Jalen Hurts, and yes, A.J. Brown. Incredible chemistry they displayed throughout the 2022 season. And that should continue going forward after the Eagles and Hurts, that was from the Super Bowl, of course, I should say, reached agreement on a five-year, $255 million extension that includes nearly $180 million guaranteed. The Eagles have confirmed Monday that a extension is in place. The financials not, but they're out there. It's the biggest contract in terms of average annual value in NFL history. Deshaun Watson's $230 million contract signed last year with the Browns is fully guaranteed. That's still the biggest in terms of guaranteed money. But Greggy, Hurts also gets what he deserves, a ton of money, a lot of guaranteed money, not as much as the other guy, but a ton, and a no-trade clause he's set up with the Eagles, both sides figured out.
Yeah, $110 million fully guaranteed, $126 guaranteed by next March, in a no-trade clause, which is interesting. I think we get into the money later, but to me it's just like one of the best development stories that we've seen over the last 20 years. To think where we were at this point only 1 year ago, coming off that Bucs playoff game where Todd Bowles cooked up the Eagles pretty good, showed a lot of looks where the offensive line was confused, Jalen Hurts was confused. Oh, can Jalen Hurts handle the blitz? Oh, this Jalen Hurts story was nice that they ran a lot in the second half of the year, but does that really have legs? Can this guy really play quarterback? The big question about Hurts coming into this year was, can he be a long-term guy? The idea of him being one of the best quarterbacks in the league like wasn't on anyone's mind, and his play in this season was so good. I think as big a Hurts fan as I could be, and yet I did not expect him to be that good. He's one of the most effective runners, and that was one of the most effective running seasons in NFL history from a quarterback. But the improvement he's made since his college tape, when he wasn't as good of a passer, to his rookie year, to second year, to this year, is awesome. And it's a great reminder with the draft coming in 10 days, how far from a finished product most of these players are.
Literally, and it's one of the hardest things to project is what somebody's going to be in 2 and 3 years, and you just make the decision based off of what they currently are. But all through his time at Alabama and at Oklahoma, there was this pocket management issue with Jalen, and he would bail. He would bail, and he would float out to his right, and people wondered, like, how do we get rid of this? And you saw it, as you mentioned, like in those games where things would get tough. It was looking for options that weren't there and giving up on the passing concepts. And then that all just goes away. And he has this 2022 season where it's, if the Eagles get decent play from Jalen Hurts, then they're going to be really good. Well, they got better than that, and they were a play away from winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you could even pick and choose which play that was, because there were any number of them. And there's literally no more other case to make. Even like the weird Wentz stands that were still somehow existing towards the end of the 2022 season, where even they can't argue that Jalen Hurts is a quarterback that should be paid long term in the NFL.
Yeah, and I think there is. Yeah, he's 24 years old. He's had one truly kind of transcendent MVP level season. So you could say, oh, is there a little bit of a gamble in here? Well, I don't see it. I think he showed on the biggest stage in the Super Bowl at the end of a season in which they went 14-1 with him as the starter, that he is absolutely every bit the real deal. But you never know. You never know how these guys age and how injuries can change things. But if you're the Eagles, this makes so much sense, even though it costs obviously a lot and it will change how they have to manage their roster going forward. You trust this organization with Rosen to be able to change how they do business now that they have this huge quarterback contract. Yeah, he's earned that. He's earned that side of things. And I think you're going to see with Joe Burrow coming up, Justin Herbert potentially coming up here, you might even see this contract get quickly a leapfrog in terms of the greatest average year value and all that. But that doesn't mean that this isn't a good contract. I think it's fair for both sides. And then there's the Lamar side of it, guys, which is this was a – I just saw this actually before we came up because we were delayed. Have we mentioned we were delayed before today's show?
It'll always be a mystery why we were delayed.
No one will ever know.
This is from Jameson Hensley over at ESPN. Hurts' 5-year contract extension with the Eagles is very similar to the Lamar Jackson offer. He turned down in September, according to Schefter and Mort. Total value, really, the total value, 255 v. 250. Hurts, 255. And guaranteed for injury, 179 v. 175. Do you see, Patrick?
Okay. But Hurts had 110 guaranteed total. Just saying. They like to fuzz around with the math. It was not like a salary that was a top – like, in terms of guarantees, it wasn't even close to a top five quarterback so far in terms of total guaranteed money.
So do you think now that this deal is done and you're seeing the next big contract post Deshaun Watson that this opens the door for Lamar and the Eagles to – go down a road that's like this contract?
Well, I think the clearest road, which was what we saw after the Odell signing, was perhaps the Ravens are willing to come up on what Lamar said, right? Was 3 years, 133, like as a baseline.
Right.
Right. So that would have been like $42 million a year, whereas Hurts got 50, whatever.
And if you go off of the, because the verbiage, which what Greg was referencing, the verbiage depends on who you're talking to, because you get 179 in guarantees for Jalen Hurts, right? But what are those guarantees? If there's conditions on them, are they actually guarantees? But if we go off of 179 over 5 years, then that's $35 million a year in guaranteed money for Jalen Hurts, if we go off of that. Is 35 a year the number that Lamar was looking for? I just wish that we had concrete details when we're comparing and saying, oh, well, these contracts are very similar. Well, show me. Like, show me specifically where they're similar. And if we're talking about the average annual value, that could be anything. We can tack on some years, and I could give Greg $600 million if we tack on the right structure. But, like, what's the actual guarantee? And if we don't know, then it's tough for me to make a comparison, because other quarterbacks have been paid since the negotiation with Lamar started, and that didn't do anything. So I'm just confused as to why this would change, unless it changes what the Ravens are willing to offer. And I don't think they've gotten close to what Lamar wants.
Right. Like, I think they're two totally separate issues. I love that Jalen Hurts was really motivated to get this deal done, and that the Eagles were too, and they did it quietly. In terms of just like handling it quickly, they said they were going to get it done. They got it done. Everyone's happy. Lamar seems like totally to the side and isn't going
to
be affected.
Oh, he's to the side, all right.
I mean, isn't going to be affected at all. And that's fine. Like, you want different things. He also, you know, Hurts does it with a couple of years left on his contract. So it's different in terms of leverage, in terms of, like, motivation. But the whole, like, guaranteed thing, it does sort of annoy me, because it goes out there as 179 in total guarantees. But then quickly in our article, it notes 126 fully guaranteed by March 2024. So that's the real number to me. And even then, like, in theory, if something terrible happened this year, he doesn't even
necessarily... Right, that was the real guarantee of the Lamar Jackson one.
Apparently it was three. We don't really know, because we never got the structures in that. But they said it was 3 for 133, and that was sort of the whole deal. That's where it started and got him mad. I don't know if it's going to get him any closer.
But that was the number after years of negotiation, right? And that was the number after the Deshaun contract. So we don't ever know, because there's the tisking about Lamar not holding out 2 years ago, and we don't know what that offer was.
I get the sense Lamar's kind of cooler about all this than maybe the outside is, and that he might be okay just playing for the franchise tag and seeing what happens next year. I mean, the whole Odell Beckham thing makes you feel that, because Odell Beckham said at his press conference, you know, he's been in contact with Lamar, and I think he's feeling pretty good about it.
Or there's a sense of resignation at this point. Like, maybe this just isn't going to happen. There hasn't been an offer on the market for him. The Ravens obviously haven't budged from where they're at.
So what does he do at a certain point other than what? Not play?
Yeah. But those are the options.
It's a tough situation.
I do think it's interesting that like the two times these types of contracts have gone the worst since this last CBA happened were Carson Wentz and Jared Goff. And the Eagles weren't afraid at all. They believed in Hurts, I think, the dude, as much as the player. Obviously, they believe in him as a player. Like they didn't feel burnt at all by that experience and did a similarly like top shelf type of contract for him. And not worried about building around him either. There's a lot of good players around him making a lot of money, too.
All right, moving on. Do you guys want to head to the Cardinals' nest?
Mm. Let's do it.
Hope everything's okay.
It survived. It's a very light structure.
Sound pretty heavy.
They weren't in there.
It was that the same tree, Justin?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, shit. All right. Anyway, ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that Cardinals safety Buda Baker has told the team, in fact, he told the team back in February, that he wanted to be traded unless he got a new contract that makes him the highest paid safety in the league. He is in the top 10 right now in terms of highest paid safeties, number 7 to be exact, but he wants that big deal. It's a rebuilding team, obviously, as you can hear, the chainsaw's out. And in other Cardinals Nest news, Nuke Hopkins took to Twitter briefly to post a tweet that he was not looking for a raise. That tweet mysteriously disappeared, but with Nuke Hopkins or DeAndre Hopkins on the trade block, we haven't heard anything yet. He obviously hasn't been moved yet. Will he ask for a new contract? He's still, Greg, making a pretty good penny right now. He's due to make nearly $20 million under his current deal. For contrast on that, Odell just signed a deal that was worth $15 up to $18. Anyway, Hopkins still with the Cardinals. This feels like a draft weekend trade. I kind of feel it.
I feel it too, and I think it's interesting and important to note that, look, this is triple sourced.
Uh-oh.
I mean, no, not from me.
Oh.
This is on DeAndre Hopkins' own personal Twitter account.
Yep, that's one.
And then he's quoted as saying, Hopkins doesn't want a raise. Mm. And then he put dash Nuke. So that's like from the Twitter account,
okay.
Hopkins and Nuke.
It's another way to get to the three.
I feel like this is about as verifiable as possible.
From a verified account?
I believe so.
All right, that's
important like
too.
Fifth person. Hopkins doesn't want to trade Nuke. It's from DeAndre Hopkins.
True.
That's a new one.
Yep.
That's maybe
a red flag that he signed it. Like maybe that's something somebody that hacked his account would do. I'm just throwing that out there.
And it could just be a quote, right? Because he's quoting himself saying that Hopkins doesn't want to raise, but I could quote myself saying that Patrick is 8 feet tall, right?
Just like Greg is going to get a $600 million contract.
It was in quote form. Yeah, it seems more like someone that doesn't tweet a ton. But I think a trade's happening. They want to get rid of him. I mean,
and that was the agent saying, "Hey, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Delete that tweet. We will try to get a raise if we can. Probably won't be able to. You know, you're 31 almost. You just got suspended for PEDs. And, you know, it's probably not going to be easy to best your current contract. But let's keep that as an option."
I think he is more likely to get traded than Buda Baker. Although Buda Baker, look, if the Cardinals just want to, like, avoid all drama, like, someone would give him a new contract, I believe.
Could you not see a path for a full rebuild year,
yeah,
considering that there's going to be a significant portion non-Kyler, right? So it's just give Buda what he wants.
It's just sad if you're a Cardinals fan. It's like, what more could you possibly get rid of? They don't have much. We have our team needs coming up, and it's like they need it all. But the one thing they didn't need was, like, a dynamic safety. They've got one of the best, and he has 2 years left on his contract. Did you hear, by the way, Hopkins was on a podcast, and he was instructed on this podcast. It was the All Things Covered podcast, and he said they asked him if he'd want to join a team, and they sort of based on his body language. He wasn't, because he couldn't talk, but he sort of like did it off body language.
And what happened?
And by body language, he sort of indicated he was out on the AFC East. Didn't really like the Pats or Jets, rather. But he would be in on the Bills, and he would be in on the Chiefs. So, I mean, it's just this is the part of the offseason we're at now.
Yeah, let's get this deal done. I like the idea of him in Kansas City. That'd be nice.
I think he likes it as well.
Yeah, considering sounded like the quarterbacks he liked that he started his career with. I think the Bill O'Brien issue would be an issue for him, apparently.
Let's move to Minnesota, where Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the general manager of the Vikings, held a press conference, and he was asked about Dalvin Cook, Pro Bowl running back, and he continued to use language that kind of kept the story paused, that the conversations between the Vikings and the Cook camp are ongoing. The team is trying to be, this one's ominous, solutions-oriented. Za'Darius Smith, also a player that he already, weeks ago now, tweeted his goodbye to Minnesota, but he's still on the team, and talks, according to the GM, are ongoing there as well, Patrick. The Vikings, not quite in the Cardinals' boat by a long shot, to be quite honest with you. They did go 13-4 last year, even if that was a little dressed up. Still, this is a team that has a lot of stuff to figure out if they are going to contend in a meaningful way next year.
And we've already seen significant change on the roster already. Kendrick's departure, Adam Thielen is gone. He's in Carolina now.
They have the worst cap situation in the league.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
But like looking back, Dalvin actually played more games in 2022 than he has in any season in his career. Another 1,100-yard season. I think that was his fourth in a row. But you just wonder, where's the improvement going to be? Like, where's the space to improve, considering, like as you mentioned, some of those wins could have easily been losses. There was so much discussion over the one-score game with the Vikings, and you kind of wonder, not to the extent of the Cardinals, right? But you kind of wonder, like, what are we doing here? What's the plan? And it's just Kirk, baby. That's the plan.
Should be mentioned, by the way, they tabled Kirk and the idea of an extension there. That's a whole separate conversation. But they also re-signed, Greggy, as we know, Alexander Mattison to a two-year deal in the offseason, almost $6.5 million guaranteed, which puts him in the top 20 of NFL running backs. So it's like that they have the guy that would become their most likely featured back or a main guy back there. Now it just becomes about pulling the trigger and finding a way to move on, it seems.
I think he gone, but if he took if Dalvin Cook took a big enough pay cut, then I think that's where he's talking about solutions oriented. But when they asked, like, when you re-signed Mattison, did you see him still being a backup? And their answer to that was essentially, well, there is a scenario where you could see him and Dalvin on the same team. But that sort of implies the most likely scenario is that Alexander Mattison is the starting quarterback, and I mean the starting running back. And Za'Darius Smith, for what it's worth, I don't know if he never posted on Instagram. I'm not really on top of this, but he does not have any posts on Instagram left. Buda Baker also took off all of his Cardinals stuff.
Oh, the trope alert.
But Za'Darius Smith has not taken it off of Twitter. His second to last tweet, in fact, is saying thank you to Skull Nation of him wearing a Vikings uniform, but is also saying goodbye to all of you.
Yeah.
So that seems weird.
And finally in the news, how about this?
How about it?
Patrick, the off-season training program has begun. So the off-season is over, and it's time now for us to fold into a new season of the NFL.
It feels
Hope you enjoyed the off-season.
Football is back!
It was good, you know?
What'd you do with the family this off-season?
Well, same things all the time. Chased them around, cleaned up.
Bermuda, perhaps?
Yeah, stepped on toys. None of that. But I saw the Colts and the Panthers got to work. We on NFL Now, we had some dude doing pull-ups.
Chiefs were out there.
Who was doing the pull-ups? Who was doing performative pull-ups April 17th?
That was the thing. I was like, wait, who is that? I want to say it's just some dude. We don't know.
I'm still, you know, as our former president Barack Obama used to say, still Hawaii in my mind. You know?
Again.
I'm still in Hawaii. Yeah, in my mind. He just walks and keeps it everywhere. We don't need to be reporting on who doesn't show up for like weightlifting at this point. But it has been noted around the league a few like franchise players and whatnot. Quinnen Williams and another.
There you go. The new Greg who went to Hawaii came back a different man. Can you cite any examples since I last saw you Thursday of, you know, the old Greg maybe a little bit on edge, maybe would have handled the situation one way, but new Greg. came back from the islands, handled it this way.
Our show was delayed today, and I just took it as it came. I took advantage of the extra time.
Unbelievable.
Spent time with Patrick, prepped a little more for our segment, and just, hey, control what you can control.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
It was a very
concrete
new
and out of like the 78 annoying things I could say to Emeka, my beautiful wife this weekend, mm-hmm. that I could have said.
How many did you say?
77. I held one
Boom.
Back.
Boom. Could have been a big one.
It still changed.
Could have been the one that
Can
had
you
on the couch.
Living with me?
All right, let's take a break, and I'm going to spin that wheel.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right. Hey, one more quote, like circling back to Jalen Hurts. This was from Nick Sirianni, Eagles head coach, back in January, referring to, you know, having this quarterback who has reached this high level, superstar level of play. Even. I think he's in the superstar club now, right?
When you have the best game of your career in the Super Bowl,
it's pretty
good. That'll do it.
I mean, Jake Delhomme did that too, but.
You didn't come in second for MVP voting in that same year, but that's a fair point.
This is what Sirianni said. It's like having Michael Jordan out there. He's your leader. He's your guy. Yes.
Football is completely different than basketball.
Thank you, Mark. But if you believe you have a Michael Jordan-like figure in your locker room, you give the man da bag. So good job.
And also, don't make him mad because Mike would strike you. I don't think Jalen would strike you like Mike would, but...
I watched the Era movie with Affleck and Damon.
Me too.
It's good. I gave it a 3 out of 4. Where'd you come down on it?
Yeah, I think that's good. I enjoyed it a lot. It was interesting.
Ready?
I haven't yet. I will.
I enjoyed it.
Is it in theater? Or
it's in theaters. I saw it in theaters. And then after watching it, because I find Jordan to be immensely compelling, as many people do, I revisited the Netflix 10-part series.
Whoa.
So I'm very much got a lot of Jordan on the mind. Michael Jordan. What a player, huh, Greg?
I feel like Jalen Hurts is more loved probably by his teammates rather than feared.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say so. Anyway, let's get into it. Let us, and again, if you are just tuning in, if you're looking for the Frank Ocean Breakdown, Wednesday's podcast when Mark Sessler returns from Coachella.
I did watch the Boy Genius set live. How about that?
How did you, the streaming? It was good.
Enjoyed it. I mean, yeah, it's all streaming.
I feel like Boy Most Genius checks all the Rosenthal boxes.
Oh, yeah.
What you look for in your indie.
Well, I'm a huge Julian Baker is one third of the super group. So I went and saw Boy Genius
Spridgers.
Like 5 years ago in their first time around here in Los Angeles.
You got
Angeles.
Phoebe?
You got Phoebe Bridgers. You got Lucy Dacus. Yeah.
Dacus. But Dacus really doesn't get the pop.
Not as much, but I don't know if Julian Baker really does either, but go support
Should
your
we
local
save this
Julian
for the
Baker.
Boy Genius podcast? Maybe we will. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. All right. This is IP. This is our IP. It's our tech. It is the Wheel-O-Matic randomizer. And with the draft, well, okay. That's a game show type.
You wanted
drop.
More dystopian? Like like the
Didn't
wheel
really
determines
need anything,
our fate?
Okay. Quite honest. But it's fine. We're going to keep moving forward. No issue.
Just keep that harlot Bridget out of here.
Yeah, that is your main job. Don't worry about anything else, Justin, for the balance of the program. Let's just keep the Wheel-O-Matic as the IP here. We're going to spin the wheel. And wherever the wheel lands, and this is legit. Like, we have no idea what is going to happen. Justin, it's going to spin. It's going to land on a team. And we are going to immediately dive into a conversation on that team's biggest needs as the draft approaches. Pretty straightforward.
Let's get it.
Okay, spin it. Anything we need to know, Justin?
The wheel is random. That's all you need to know.
Ooh. The Houston Texans are the first team up. I was reading, boys, Peter King's column. He has a popular, venerable column called Monday Morning Something or Other at this point. What's it called now? Football Morning in America. Used to be Monday Morning Quarterback. You know Peter King, right, Greg?
Sure.
Familiar with his work.
King talking, you know, in his latest
legend.
Column. He is a legend. Breaking down, he's talked to a bunch of people in the know. Everyone's certain at this point that Bryce Young is going number one to the Panthers. That is what he's hearing. So then it becomes the number two pick, C.J. Stroud. There are whispers out there that they are not going to take Stroud or maybe even pick at number two. What do they need to do, Greg? What are the biggest needs for Houston? Obviously, QB is one.
I mean, QB is the one.
Yeah.
So that's why passing on a QB at two would be compelling, but they could trade
Pretty
back.
Ballsy. Because they passed on a quarterback last year when they had two high-value picks as well.
Right. I would think it'd be in borderline insane unless they got their quarterback another way. For instance, our friend over at Establish the Run, Evan Silva, has them taking Will Anderson two and then trading into three with the Cardinals and taking Will Levis there. There's some buzz that they're maybe not a Stroud team. We'll see. Nick Caserio spoke on Monday as we're taping this and insisted the reports that he might not be there after the draft are untrue.
It's like the DiCaprio character in Wolf of Wall Street. He was basically,
that's what he said.
I'm not going anywhere.
He referenced that.
Just me and Caserio on the same wavelength.
So he's not going anywhere, apparently. At this point, it would be insane for him to not have a quarterback after 3 years because you look at the rest of their roster, they have so many needs. He's done very little good work in the last 2 years other than firing two head coaches.
I got a little insight into their decision-making when Steve Weiss had an interview with D'Amico at the league meeting not too long ago. And D'Amico's quote was, there's two really good quarterbacks that we both feel great about. But the question is, how much is the gap do they see between quarterback one and quarterback two? And I think if they wanted to trade out, it shouldn't be that difficult because teams do have a favorite between Levis and Richardson and maybe Stroud, like all of these other things. You're going to want to get your favorite. And so Arizona isn't in the market, right? And so there's a path ahead. But I think, right, they do have a need for a star defensive player, and Will Anderson is there. They could do that. I don't think it's that much of a stretch where if they say, look, like, we think CJ is good, but is he number two overall good? And the draft history since 2010 says if you take a defender in the top three, you're probably more likely to get Pro Bowls, playoff wins, all these other things than the second quarterback off the board. Those drafts don't have anything to do with this draft, but I think there's a case to be made.
As a reminder, they have the 12th overall pick from the Deshaun Watson trade. That's the Browns pick. So if they wanted to trade back up, They're not far away. And if they wanted to wait and take the first wide receiver off the board, for instance, they could probably do that too, because they need a lot of help at wide receiver too.
Right. Brandon Cooks was moved in a trade, so that is – now, of course, and we were talking about it last week with Eric Edholm, the wide receiver class. There's definitely talent here. Is there first-round talent?
You could take Smith and Jigba there. It wouldn't be crazy.
Maybe.
You could take Anthony Richardson in there. Who knows who they would like as their number two?
If I'm a Texans fan, who I'm dying for that. Like, Commanders fans are rejoicing because they feel like the future now gets to begin and it's bright. And with Houston Texans fans, you know, ever since Watson said I wanted to be traded, then all the scandal broke. It's just been a dark cloud over this organization. And if they went through a second straight draft cycle with a premium pick and said, no, we're not taking the quarterback, I don't think that happens, right? This doesn't end with them not having a quarterback in the first round.
No, because Davis Mills is still their quarterback. They never did sign a veteran.
So it has to happen.
They need edge players. Like, that's what I mean. They need defensive linemen. Yeah, they need a center. I mean, they are still have one of the worst rosters in the league. They
but
really
to your point, they have the artillery to get creative and move around the first round board and get maybe that big pass rusher and get a quarterback in the middle of the round or in the top 10 still.
You can get back into the top 10, and like, you're not taking Will Levis number two overall, but you can feel better about that at 7 or 8 or even 9.
They are in the catbird seat. To be, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird
Why do we
term.
Call it that?
It's a weird term. I'm not going to use it ever again. To come out of Thursday night is a big winner because they could have a quarterback people are really intrigued by and then the top wide receiver on the board and everybody's like, oh, yeah, the Texans are doing things. Unless they overthink things. Let's see what happens. Spin it. Good start. Good start.
Mm.
Speaking of...
And these are all totally random.
That is interesting. Are you sure?
Apparently, we could try to put our finger on the scale. Justin gave us that option.
Strangely.
Off mic, which was bizarre.
Nobody in this establishment would do that.
Yeah, I was offended that Justin would even give us the option to to kind of betray our listeners in such a manner.
He was like, if you really need one team that needs to come up, I could like move it up because he pre-did all this.
Right.
It's like, what?
The look on his face is you're diming him out for no reason. It's intense.
It is 100% random, the order, but we could play with the order if we wanted to. That's all I'm saying.
It's all legit, like the democracy, but if you wanted, we could stuff the ballot box.
Can I give you an idea for a social video that involves the producer prominently, because I know our producers like that?
Oh.
A clip of right before we started, when you have that conversation.
Right.
And then this conversation during the show itself.
Okay.
That sounds like a pretty good note of that,
and I think that would be a great
clip.
Yeah,
you do like to put little clips up of when we mess up, when we step into
right.
it. So
it's time
turn
to
them out.
Turn
Speaking
the old
of
tables.
That, the intro of this show that didn't get taped will probably be on social media.
Unbelievable. What content. I mean, the listeners, what a joy to have our hardworking team always delivering the dagger. The Washington Commanders is where that wheel landed. So we just talked about this team that has been revitalized by the report, and it's not official, but it appears to be official. Not official, but appears to be happening that Daniel Snyder is finally out of the picture after 25 tumultuous years. The Commanders have needs, Patrick. They need a quarterback, right? That to me is at the top of the list, but some people don't think that. Some people think Sam Howell's a guy to get behind here.
Well, when you go back and you consider the way that we felt in that, because it was the very last game of 2022, and it's like, oh, Sam Howell, why didn't we get this earlier? But then you look at the numbers, it's like, oh, this was just Carson Wentz and Taylor Heinicke lowering our expectations to an extent where we feel comfortable saying this. It's tough to project like what Sam Howell is going to be. Because there was a point where people thought he could be going number one in the draft, and that ultimately didn't happen. But between Howell and Jacoby Brissett, like, you get at least some way that we're going to see what Eric Bieniemy's offense looks like, and you get this idea. Because I think the biggest change, besides ownership possibly changing, was Bieniemy coming in. And it's like, oh, well, we're going to at least see what this offensive group can be capable of, considering the talent they have on the outside. But you would feel better if there was a quarterback plan.
Right. I think it's a need, but all reporting indicates they don't think it's a need. They're 16th overall. I've seen some trade-up scenarios with them. They don't seem like the team that's going to do that. Their rosters, is the type of roster you'd expect from a mid-level team. They actually don't have a lot of screaming huge needs. The thing I came up with was actually defensive line, which is what they're known for. But they, you know, Ron Rivera has not gotten any of his own guys since he's gotten there. They really haven't. All their best players were there with the previous regime. Chase Young's going to be either in a fifth-year option. We'll see if that's picked up, or it's the final year of his deal. Daron Payne's on a one-year contract. Montez Sweat, I think, is on the at the end of his deal too. Jonathan Allen's been there forever, but they need to start finding like their own guys. They're thin up front and at a cornerback. And that's the thing that disappoints me a little bit about Rivera and Mayhew here. It's like they've gotten it done and they've been respectable, but they haven't really brought in a lot of players since they got there in 2021.
Yeah, I mean, there you could look at their the back end of their defense as well. Cornerback profiles is a need as well. You know, I just are they really going to do that? Are they going to go into this brand new, this bright new horizon era of the team with Brissett? And with a fifth-round pick, that would just surprise me if they come out of the draft night like
if
that.
If Richardson fell, like, they're a team that
it's
would
a perfect
just sit
example
there.
Of a guy that they would be – everyone would be like, we have a new owner. We have this exciting quarterback with all this great skill set. Like, look at us now. Like,
maybe
we could be anything.
If one of the quarterbacks really falls past 12 or whatever, are they a team that could move up a couple spots or wait till he gets to 16 maybe?
That may be the most likely scenario because let's say that – at corner, right, they're in a spot where they can try to move up into the top 10 if Christian Gonzalez is there, say, at 9.
Man, moving up for cornerbacks is tough, though.
But it's what the team needs.
Yeah.
Right? If we're skipping past quarterback and saying, well, how can we get the best team that we can this year, we get a cornerback in the 9 to 12 range, not staying and waiting at 16. But if that's the case – if he's still there, that means those quarterbacks most likely were already gone, right? And so then if you don't like the quarterback, like, why reach for one just because you need to satisfy a position need? Like, 2024 exists, you know? Like, I don't know.
Sure. And it should be stated, we talked about this, I think it was early last week, that Ron Rivera was on record saying, you know, their hands are a little bit tied right now with decision making until they know who they're answering to. Like,
what's that like?
Would that take them out of a decision as big as drafting a quarterback in the first round? Would they, because of the unrest or the uncertainty, would they go more meat and potatoes in this draft?
Well, and thinking like, what can help us this year right now save our jobs? Who can play right away? I'm telling you, it's weird that they're linemen, that none of them are signed long-term other than Allen, and they didn't draft any of them. They could use another strength.
You're disappointed in Ron because you think that's something he would be
I just
all
look
over.
At, it's just weird to me that if you look at their team.
You hate Ron
the
Rivera.
Best players, they struggled in the GM exercise because their best players were all brought in before they all got there.
Tuffy. All right, spin the wheel.
I like that it says spin in the middle of the wheel.
That's a graver touch.
Watch, check us out on YouTube. We're really hitting the hits, playing the hits here at the top
playing
of
the
draft.
Hits. And you did not, Justin, manipulate it in any way.
0% manipulation.
Which I would never say that you would. In my heart, I know who you are. But once you introduce that conversation earlier, it does, the seed of doubt is planted. Let's be honest. Like,
that's understandable.
And it's not like you're trying to do the best show possible just like the rest of us. So I wouldn't even see it as something dastardly. But at the same time, you got to ask the question at this point.
I'm a little concerned.
I promise this process was 100% random.
And we'll know that if the Titans are brought up at all. You know, that's how we'll know.
Where did it just land? Sorry.
The Bears.
Okay.
Extra second round pick, but that's it. They don't have some – I had some idea that they have like this huge surplus of picks, but not really. Extra second, extra fourth, extra fifth.
What do the Bears need? What are we talking about with the Bears? They obviously have their quarterback, so now you're looking at a team – the defense needs a lot of work, right?
They are sort of like, to me, the team that needs to have the most meat and potatoes draft. They might have the worst offensive line, defensive line combination in the league, especially defensive line, whether it's edge or defensive tackle. Like, they're almost starting from scratch. They have guys on the offensive line, and they're not, like, the worst, but they have a bunch of guys that you're like, oh, I would like to have a guy better than that guy. So it's not as huge a need, but it just feels like that's why they were comfortable moving down. I think they have kind of, like, the outside pieces, but they need just, like, a ton of big, smelly linemen.
It's
why do they have to have a body odor issue? Why can't they groom themselves properly? just generally be dominant players.
Well, if you're a bigger player, you're just more likely to eat and sweat. And
I feel like Peter Skoronski smells just fine, and he's going to have a long career selling Old Spice products
at
the draft.
If the big men inside ever heard you say that, they would take exception to it.
I'm thinking of that video. Did you see Jeff Schwartz, I think, was part of it, sent out where the offensive linemen all ate as much as they could in one meal? I think they were a bunch of prospects to see who could put on the most weight in one meal. And it varied. They went out for, like, you know, steaks and whatnot.
Sure.
One guy didn't gain anything. The rest of them all were between 5 and 12 pounds in one meal. One guy, I think, got up to 11 pounds in one meal.
How did the one guy not gain anything?
These guys sharing a hotel room?
Because he didn't make it through the...
It's a rough one.
He didn't make it through the whole meal without having to use the bathroom.
Oh, okay. So the data is incomplete.
That's a rough one. I actually...
I don't know what that has to do with smelly, but the bathrooms might be smelly.
And I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, that hole at all. But, like, I've wondered about, like, the competitive eaters, like, what happens in that realm. Like, how quickly is that addressed? And at what level? Like, what are we talking?
I would say within 30 minutes, it's probably.
And, like, what are we talking? Like, what's going on?
Non-traditional means.
But
11 pounds is crazy going from, like, one guy went from 311 to 322. Right.
But you're not, what one you're meal. Saying is you're not referring to body odor. You're more like,
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little bit of everything. But, yeah, here's the starting defensive line on paper, maybe. I don't even know who it would be, but. Justin Jones, Andrew Billings, DeMarcus Walker, Travis Gibson, maybe throw in a Rasheem Green. Like, that's four spots you would want to improve.
It's a reminder that they lost relentlessly last season to get the number one overall pick.
And their needs,
they're not a good team.
And the offensive line is like, they have guys they know and they're okay, but they could all be a little better.
And the needs aren't necessarily as bad because having the quarterback, right, convinces you that things aren't as bad as they could be. Like, if you put Justin Fields on the Houston Texans, we feel completely different about the state and direction of the franchise. And so it's not as bad as it was, but I think at 9, right, when we're talking about what they do coming up here in a week and change, I think it's literally, I really, it's a cliche, but the best player available. Like, and I don't know if they reach for a lineman just because, like, it's a particular team need.
It's pretty good. We're hearing it's a pretty good offensive lineman class.
I feel like
the
they're in a good spot at
here.
9 where they could either take the top tackle or maybe it's like the second or third edge player.
I think you're right, though, Greg. I think this will be seen as like the Bears look to the trenches to build around Justin Fields and to improve that defense. That's where we see this one going. All right, what else? Let's see what has been randomized.
Ooh, this feels like Jets.
Oh, it is the New York Jets. How about that? I had nothing to do with this. This is completely
100% random.
Random. So don't take it out on me. The New York Jets. Well, I guess they don't need a quarterback, probably. But we don't know for sure, but probably not.
Jeez, I don't think so.
I think with the Jets, you're looking at Corey Davis is still there, which is kind of interesting because I think it was a foregone conclusion that they were going to move him. They were very interested in Odell. I'm glad they didn't pay for Odell. I was happy how that turned out. But I don't see them necessarily out at wide receiver. Hmm. But I think that the top of the draft, and let's see, where are they at? They're at
13.
13.
Right?
I think that is going to be an offensive lineman. I think they are going to put focus at that spot and continue to hit it hard because Joe D, for all his talk and all everything you hear about offensive line with that team or the trenches and coming from the Eagles model of how to build a team, they still don't have a very good offensive line. And if they like a guy there, I think that's where you're going to see a pick here, a tackle.
You have Mekhi Becton and Dwayne Brown. It's like between those two, could you count on one of them?
Maybe one of
you
them.
You also need a center. You maybe you're okay at guard. But, yeah, a tackle. Edge. You know, I know Carl Lawson's still there at least for another year. They took Jermaine Johnson last year. It was okay. But I think they could want an edge player.
And there's no problem with having depth. Like, let's say it's a Paris Johnson Jr., to that pick by the Jets, and then you get healthy Dwayne Brown, right, and healthy big ticket. It's like, oh, is that the worst problem in the world? If you have guys that you can move around in depth of the position, I think it's
It's plenty ahead. Like, doing this exercise, going through all these rosters, I'm going to be doing what's it called? Projected starters coming out. It's like
roster reset.
The Jets are in one of the nice positions where it's like, actually you should be planning ahead at some of these positions, like edge. Tackle, it's a little bit of planning ahead. Like, they don't have a lot of screaming needs. It's screaming when you see Zach Wilson, Tim Boyle as QB 1 and 2.
Yes.
But that should be fixed.
Harrowing screams. And maybe, yeah, maybe we talked about it a little bit last show. Maybe the Rodgers thing finally gets settled draft weekend. That would be nice. But I really do think that is it's blinking right in front of the Jets to go continue to build out that line, because you're probably going to have like a 39-year-old quarterback there, and you want to have some depth as well, because they got killed by injuries on their line last year as well. So
let's spin it.
Spin it.
Mm. Ooh, a little lag.
A little lag on it. The tech, a little lag on the tech there, Justin.
We'll address that.
Was that... was that a producer issue or more just the video?
That
ops?
Was a thing I could replace for the YouTube. No one would ever know, but now might as well keep it.
Kind of like when we mess up at, you know, starting a show, like no one would ever know it. But
right, but now
send it out on social.
Everyone needs to see it.
Exactly.
The comedy of errors that is doing our podcast. The Cleveland Browns are up next. Okay, what do we got with the Cleveland Browns? Somebody take it.
Another team up front, I think, like they signed Dalvin Tomlinson at a defensive tackle who I think will play a lot for them, was a nice signing. But that was one of the worst positions maybe in football last year was Brown's defensive tackle. And so they still need another a guy they drafted actually a year ago. Perrion Winfrey was arrested for domestic abuse, I believe, since we last taped. So I don't think he's going to be in the mix. The Browns just can't get away from these off-the-field stuff. And Edge, the guy across from Myles Garrett. I know they signed Agbo Okoronkwo, who I kind of like, but I think defensive lineman.
It could be a reunion, right? We could make things work with Jadeveon Clowney, but apparently that is...
No, I don't think that's happening.
That ship has
sailed. I think that ship definitely sailed. How about the wide receiver group? Let's see.
Yeah.
Like, we like Cooper a lot. Elijah Moore was a smart move, but still a guy that is not proven in the league. Peoples-Jones.
Peoples-Jones had a nice season. You'd probably
Tony Schwartz.
You'd probably be happier with him. No player is profiled any different than Tony Schwartz. Then I don't know.
Are you saying you're expecting something different from Tony Schwartz?
Yeah, like he's all speed. No, I don't know. Just Tony Schwartz hasn't done it yet.
Need more than speed, I guess. But I'm looking at the rest of that room. Yeah, they could a wide receiver, like you know. And you are not as high on the general manager as I am, I guess. But I wouldn't be surprised if they come at it with a nice value add in the wide receiver room.
I think that's
maybe
fair.
Maybe stay two.
Peoples-Jones, his contract will come up. It's planning ahead. It's their defense probably needs more work.
Defense was bad last year.
But you're right. This exercise is like you go through almost every team could use a receiver and a cornerback because you kind of need four of both now, and the rules have changed. It's like very few teams have a good four.
They'd really have to hit a home run considering that another team is making their first-round pick. So it's like where are we getting the upgrade over DPJ at wide receiver? Like you're going to need somebody to really fall.
It is a deep one. It is a deep draft, but you're right. What are their draft picks this year? The Browns have 2 4s, 2 5s, but otherwise they're taking their picks
first
after
pick,
round one.
They
number
have two 42. Picks in the top 100, 42nd and 98.
Mm. All right. It'll be what's worth it.
If that quarterback can't play.
Decidedly not worth it.
Yeah. It's going to be real bad if he can't play. Spin it.
Oh, it's the Patriots! They're back, baby!
Greggy. The New England Patriots. Yes, their draft picks are, let's see, what do we got? I'm gonna start doing this a little late into the exercise, but they are 14th overall, and then they pick 46th overall in the second round. They have a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, two fourth-round picks. Okay, three fourth-round picks. Here we go.
I gotta say, their roster is, like, not bad. They're kind of like they don't have a ton of screaming like capital N needs. Tackle, I would say, is one of them. It's not like a lot of fun. Their defensive line is older and not great. They could use a cornerback. They could use one of those nice pass catching tight ends. That's what I would like. I know they have Hunter Henry, but in the first round, I want something splashy. Yeah, I mean, Hunter Henry's, give me one more year of him and I'm good. So let's take a guy who you can have for 5 years.
What about Darnell Washington? Too early to take him.
That
right?
seems like a Patriots type of pick, but I would be more into like the Dalton Kincaid of it all.
I like the tight end. I was thinking that. I didn't mention it for the Jets either, but I think they would make sense for a tight end.
Yep.
We keep on hearing what a great tight end class this is. And yeah, you got Gesicki there as well.
I mean, the Patriots have four receivers. I think they are comfortable playing Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, Juju, and Tyquan Thornton.
Are they comfortable playing Kendrick Bourne? Like, does Bill want Kendrick Bourne on the field anymore?
He was
like,
in the doghouse, but that is something that they do, is take guys out of the doghouse. He's still on the roster. And to me, he might be their best receiver. So that's a problem. So they could be looking at receiver too, but I don't trust them. Knowing them, though, they're going to take some small – they're either going to take like a trade – they're going to trade down and take some random guard, or they'll take like an undersized small school cornerback that no one was expecting to go and annoy everyone.
Yeah.
It's
but
like,
they can't like –
they're like, oh, is he under 5'9"? Go for it.
I know, but that glory day stuff when you had Brady leading the whole show, like, you know, they need the roster is, to as the kids say, pretty mid when you look at it.
Yeah,
like, it's just kind of like Washington, where it's not bad.
Yes,
they need some difference makers and not just some scat back out of you know, Our Lady of the Hopeless Miracle.
In,
you know?
In their defense, here are some players they've drafted over the last 2 years, guys they can kind of build on. Cole Strange, thought he played pretty well as a rookie in the end. Mac Jones, we'll see. Ramondre Stevenson, Barmore, nice player. Jack Jones, nice player. Marcus mm-hmm. Jones, nice player. They actually, you know, Zappy, we'll see.
He's talking himself into it.
I'm just saying, they've got some young players. So
this
keep
is post-Hawaii Greg.
If you can get three good years of drafts in a row, and I would say they've had two in a row, then you could be
heck yeah,
something.
Throw Bailey Zappy in there.
Anyway, Mac Jones gets traded, by the way.
He's a fourth-round pick, Patrick.
What?
He's looking like, at worst, a good backup. They're good at drafted backup quarterback. That's
anyway,
a nice pick.
Anyway, Thursday night comes, and we hear Mac Jones.
Where's Bailey Zappi in your backup rank?
He's got potential, and he played pretty well in his two games.
What about that? Mac traded on draft night. They draft a quarterback, and then Bailey gets to compete for the starting job week one while the kid learns and develops. Any chance?
Well, I have to admit, it took me until this last weekend to finally watch Anthony Richardson, and my God, I mean, give me some of that. Let's go. How could that not work? Someone with that pocket presence and that athleticism,
he's
like,
alive,
he's a
folks.
Real quarterback. Let's draft him and trade Mac over to the Ravens.
All right.
Okay.
How about that? I'm sure that's what Odell Beckham signed up for.
Uh-huh.
Pause right there, everybody. We're going to spin the wheel some more, but first, a word from our sponsors.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, spin the wheel. We almost got the Browns again.
No duplicates.
That would have been a tough
that.
One. We got the, what, Carolina Panthers?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
So what do you do around Bryce Young? Because I think if Peter King has said it, then by God, it's got to be the case.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wait, what are you taking shots at King there?
No.
Everyone thinks I detected sarcasm there.
The access that Peter King has definitely supersedes mine. I'm not going to come out and say it, but if Peter King
says they are saying a lot of, like, everyone around the league believes it's, you know, young. Now, it depends on the situation of the team. It's like, I also saw everyone around the league believes the Seahawks are taking Jalen Carter. But since when has everyone around the league known what the hell the Seahawks are going to do? They're the most unpredictable team. So you don't know if that's right. But, yes, what else would you get with Bryce Young? You need a receiver.
Yeah, you definitely do, considering you traded your best receiver away to get the quarterback. So it's a gift exchange gone wrong if you don't do that. And so they're still there. They can still come back and maybe get a Jackson Smith and Jigba. Early on, if it's one of those needs-based things, like if you would feel better at 14 than in the top 10, well, just go ahead and make the pick.
They have the first pick overall, of course. Then they pick two picks in the third one pick in the second round, 39 overall, and then they have a third round pick from the Niners.
I think they can package
two fourth-round picks.
They can package those.
This draft, it's such a deep receiver draft. Like, I think there's a thought there's not a huge difference between, like, wide receiver 3 and wide receiver 12, that at 39, I have a feeling there's going to be some good players on the board and they're going to be looking offense. Because right now their top three receivers are Terrace Marshall, DJ Chark, and Adam Thielen.
This is as clear as it gets for me so far, though, this exercise. Like, what are the two needs for this team? QB, wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Like, is there another position that really stands out that they would potentially go with their first couple of picks?
You know, they signed Shy Tuttle, and there's not a lot there. There's Derek Brown. You know, but they're pretty stacked on defense in general, so it's all offense.
A team that's really hit on their first-round picks for a long time. Like, they haven't had a lot of misses in the first round going back. You can go back before Cam.
They actually have a good offensive line on paper. It's a different system.
Never thought about that.
Yeah, they've been
Panthers first round.
A lot of singles and doubles, I would say. Guys like
singles.
DJ.
You're not looking for singles in the first round.
I mean, you want guys like DJ Moore. I think that's a solid line drive double. But you just traded him.
Let's see. Kama Kanwu, JC Horn.
Kanwu looks like we'll see.
But Derek Brown, Brian Burns, DJ Moore, Christian McCaffrey. That's since 2017. Pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty much no misses. Khan was too early to say.
But. I mean, the streak, right, of guys who have gone to at least one Pro Bowl, Shaq Thompson, Vernon Butler, CMC, DJ Moore, Brian Burns.
Vernon Butler? That was a miss.
Well, yeah, never mind.
30th overall, 2016. See, I stopped at 2017
late to help your
point.
But I mean, if we go back.
You brought him in.
JC Horn looks great.
Jonathan Stewart, Cam
Burns
Newton,
looks
Luke
great.
Kuechly. I mean, come on. Kelvin Benjamin, I'll give it to you. But
they're going to be super motivated, though, to have a good offense around. Like, they're going to want to give Bryce Young, if that's him, or whoever the quarterback is, and Frank Reich, who's an offensive coach, as much of a chance as possible.
Dang, yeah. Going Cam and Kuechly back-to-back in 11-12 set that organization up. They want to do it again now. Spin it.
Spin.
No glitches.
Look at the smooth turn. Landed Los Angeles, baby.
The Los Angeles football Rams. Matthew Stafford came out, by the way. He was interviewed somewhere and said, listen, I'm not a kid anymore. My bod. But I'm all right. Don't count me out.
No.
I can still sling it, and I'm ready to play. For the Rams, it appears.
They still don't have a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, it's tough.
Still.
And they're
next year they will, potentially, right?
A lot of departures
in the
secondary.
They do have one next year. They do have 2/3 because they got the Rams. A little disappointing, and they have 3 compensatory fifths. But it's 36th overall. It's like they're saying, like, now we're more focused on the draft, but it's like you don't actually have that many draft picks. So they could trade down. They don't have any cornerbacks right now. And that whole idea of, like, well, they're not going to be as injured this year on the offensive line. If you look, their offensive line still looks pretty terrible on the interior. It's like the same guys that weren't good before. So those are two positions.
It's wild to have one of the better offensive players in the entire league and then Matt Stafford coming back and what could conceivably feel like a rebuild on both sides of the ball. Where it's
a weird
especially
team.
In the secondary, we don't even know. So Rapp's gone between him and Ramsey. Like, there was so much moving and shaking in that secondary anyway that, like, what's the plan?
They have no pass rush either. So, like, that secondary is going to have to hold up. Our friend Jordan Rodriguez, basically reading between the lines, been saying, like, They're almost punting defense this year. So I think they're going to go as hard as they can.
That usually doesn't end well.
No, I think they're going to go as hard as they can on offense in the draft, maybe trade down. She definitely didn't say that, but it just feels like they think they can.
Onside kicks every time.
They think they can have a great offense still. They actually, you know, between Cup.
That's important you said that Jordan didn't actually report that. Because if she listens to the show, she's probably like, Greg,
she didn't
in
report
the car.
That at all, but I just think they're focusing on offense and realizing they're going to have to rely on coaching on defense. And so I think they're going to be drafting offense, too.
Very good. All right. You want to do one more?
Spin it.
I'm going to do 12 more.
In your mind.
There they are.
Hey-o, the Detroit Lions, the 2022 team of Around the NFL. We love them, Lions. Let's see what we got.
Let's make
here.
It 23-2. They're the most fun team in the draft, I think, with 6-18 because they don't have crazy huge needs.
Yes.
And their needs feel like they're at.
Getting better than this, my God.
And they have 2 seconds too, 48 and 55. You know the Rams, like they would love to have the Lions, you know, pick if you're rebuilding through the draft.
This is a flashpoint moment for the Lions. They nail this draft. Look out. Look the F out for Detroit.
I can do some reporting here.
Let's hear it.
Noted Lions fan and dear friend of ours, Cynthia Freeland, when she saw Buda Baker requested a trade, she said, that's it. Huh? Go do it. Get on the phone right now and get Buda to the Detroit Lions. So I'm going to list safety as a need and say they can make that happen. Because everything feels like icing on the cake at this point for this Lions team.
I think quarterback is not a screaming need, but is a need. So I think they have to be thinking about Richardson at 6, or if someone fell at 18. I think tight end is a need, actually. You remember that guy, Brock Wright, who got that one pass all season against the Lions? He's like their starting tight end. So they could take a tight end at 18, perhaps, or use one
that
of those
makes a lot of sense.
Or use one of those second-round picks. I think they could still add a cornerback. I know they signed a couple in free agency, but not a
They might like their tight end room, though, because that was weird because Hockenson was a big lift, I thought, for Minnesota's offense, but Detroit's offense didn't really take a step back without him, I thought.
Yeah.
So maybe they're happy internally with what's going on.
It was kind of a utilization thing.
Yeah. I think they need one more like dynamic receiver, whether it's a wideout or a tight end. Like Jameson Williams, I'm excited about him. Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's great. But their next best receiver after that is who? I don't know. Marvin Jones is there. Josh Reynolds. You know, it's like
I'm going full Jordan Rodriguez. I'm punting on offense if I'm the Lions, and I'm loading up.
That's what they did.
I'm going the other
the
way.
Defense.
Okay.
And I'm just – I like that. Let's bring in Buda. So we'll cover safety there via transaction, maybe give up a draft pick. What are you going to give up for Buda Baker?
You have 2 seconds.
Day two
you
pick?
Could, you yep. could if you gave up that second for Baker, maybe even a third-round pick for Baker.
Feeling good
about
that.
What about a 2 and a 3?
It's a little.
We'll see if they move.
It's a little rich.
See if they blink. Just make the offer.
All right. Did you want to spin it one more time, or do we want to say goodbye? We're pretty deep into the show now.
Sounds like you want to say goodbye.
I kind of feel like this feels like the right time.
We did it with the Lions.
Yeah. 9 is a kind of a weird number, but who cares?
We did. That was our ninth
one. That was the ninth
team. No, we got to do one more.
All right.
We got to do
that.
There we go. He did it. Good job, Justin. Good producing there. This could be the best moment of the show right now. No.
Oh, we don't need more Cardinals talk. What
you,
can we just spin it again?
The Cardinals need a rudder.
Yeah, they need everything.
they need a...
All right, we did the card. No, but we can't do 11.
Okay.
Then we're going to have to go to 20 then.
Yeah. It's all coming to clarity. The Cardinals have their team need is a rudder. And all of the requests for Kyler to be more mature have come into they've come into clarity for me is because the things that they need a front office and team leadership to do, they would like to the quarterback to do it. Because they clearly have some issues.
They have no position, I would say, that's not a need. They have 2 tackles that are like elder statesmen. I guess that's a future need, so maybe you don't need a tackle. They have no one on the defensive line, almost no one at cornerback. Like they need it all.
And they're about to trade their safety to the Lions.
All right, I guess we did the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That's it.
Gas it up. Gas up the chainsaw, Gravedigger. That's a good way to close things. This is what they need to do. You ever use a chainsaw?
I have, actually. After all that wind that came through, I used a chainsaw for the first time.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you borrow it from a neighbor? Or?
Yeah. Borrowed it from a neighbor. Tried to rent one, but there was so much wind damage all around that all of the rentals at multiple Home Depots were all out. Everybody's renting chainsaws.
Greg, I don't have to ask you. I don't think you're a chainsaw guy.
No, that I had a little period where I would just like massacre young children all around the neighborhood. So that was a phase for me.
I don't know about.
You want to use that for social too? All right.
I'd rather cut it from this show.
No, it must stay. Let's wrap things up there on kid murder. We'll be back on Wednesday. And again, if you are ready for the Frank Ocean review, that is on its way into your ears Wednesday. Our second show, three shows this week. Big announcement. Big announcement Wednesday.
No. How about that? It's about our draft plans.
Yes. Big announcement Wednesday.
Oh,
where are you going to be?
I think I kind of know.
Are you in
bit.
The building on draft night?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
You're going to be covering a team or something like that?
No, I may be like on standby. I'm on the bench. For
right, because we might need help because I'm going to jail for like three lifetimes now. For
right, basically every unsolved murder in the Los Angeles area for the past 20 years is now going to be pinned on Rosenthal. So we might need you, Patrick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll figure it out.
Big announcement regarding the NFL draft on Wednesday show. Until then, let's head out.
I am absolutely excited about what's occurring.
See? There you go. That's important. Gotta be excited. Heed the call!
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.